Is tabarruk haram? Let's first define what tabarruk is. In terminology of religious texts, tabarruk means seeking divine blessings from a person or thing God has given privilege. So can we seek blessings through the gates and walls of the holy shrines, or is it shirk and haram? Seeking blessings through symbols has a long history and goes back to the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and also previous prophets. Let's first prove this through the Holy Quran. The chapter of Yusuf, verse 93, says, "Go with this shirt of mine and put it over the face of my father, and he will recover his sight." Verse 96 of the same chapter says, "When the bearer of good news arrived, he put it on his face and he regained his sight." These Quranic words proves clearly how a prophet of God seeks blessings through the shirt of another prophet. Let's also prove this through some hadith. The online version of Sahih Bukhari, volume 2, the book of Hajj, says, "I saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, kissing the black stone while circulating the Kaaba." So if touching or kissing a stone was an act of shirk or polytheism, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would not have done it. In another hadith from Sahih Muslim, the companions would not let the hair of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to touch the ground while he was getting a haircut. Why would they do this if there was no tabarruk in it? In a third hadith, Khalid bin Walid lost his helmet in the battlefield while it contained the blessed hair of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He did not look for his helmet, but was worried that the blessed hair will get in the hands of the non-believers and he would have lost the blessings from it. There are 34 derivatives of the root word tabarruk mentioned in the Holy Quran. Some of them are baraka, barakna, burika, tabaraka, barakat, barakato, mubarak, mubarakan, and many more. What do other Islamic schools of thought say? Some Shafi'i scholars, such as Ramli al-Shafi'i, consider it permissible to touch the graves and kissing the entrance gates of the Prophet, all friends of God, and even Islamic scholars with the intention of seeking tabarruk. Ahmad bin Hanbal regards it permissible to seek tabarruk from the pulpit and the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and kissing them. Some Hanafi scholars consider it permissible to touch and kiss the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, however, regard it reprehensible. Some Maliki scholars believe that there is no problem in kissing the grave of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, with the intention of seeking tabarruk. Seeking blessings from what is holy and pure is permissible and recommended from the Shia school of thought. Wahhabis do not consider it permissible. Why? Some believe that seeking blessings was only permissible when the Prophet of God was alive. Let's refute this argument. Tabarruk was practiced several times before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as explained earlier, and he never prohibited it, nor called it shirk. Also, why would the first two khalifas demand to get buried beside the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? It was only to seek blessings while in the grave. Historical evidences show that seeking tabarruk has always been practiced by the companions and the followers after he, peace be upon him, passed on. Seeking tabarruk from the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was a permanent conduct and practice from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We have come to the conclusion that tabarruk is not just permissible, but also recommended.